This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a new study out that puts a different kind of price tag on the economic benefits of our current energy infrastructure, which is to say, for now, fossil fuels, oil and gas and coal. We get modern transportation out of it. We get electricity and heating. It's a lot of benefits. But there are a lot of costs, too, to be sure, often tallied in dollars and cents, and increasingly in climate costs. And consider this, 8.7 million premature deaths every year globally from air pollution from coal plants and tailpipes. Marketplace's Scott Tong has the details and the economic policy implications.
8.7 million premature deaths from fossil fuel pollution. The study from the journal Environmental Research notes that's double previous estimates.
I don't think we were necessarily anticipating an estimate as high as we did.
Study co-author Eloise Murray researches air pollution at University College London. She says diesel trucks, gas cars, and coal plants spit out tiny particles, often called soot, that we inhale. And those particles hang out in the atmosphere.
Up to 1 to 2 weeks. As a result of this persistence, they can also be transported long distances. So you may not live next door to a power plant, but you can still be impacted by it.
For instance, Murray says people in the UK can inhale pollutants from continental Europe. Co-author Joel Schwartz, an environmental epidemiologist at Harvard, says scientists knew the soot was deadly, and now they know even a little bit in the atmosphere can kill.
So once we did studies at lower concentrations, we discovered, whoa, the effects are larger.
These revelations should resonate with governments considering fossil fuel investments, says economist Gernot Wagner at NYU.
We are doing lots of things to avoid deaths from COVID-19. One of the worst things we could be doing is stimulating our economy with measures that then lead to more deaths on the fossil fuel front.
To him, the better policy is green energy. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.